This is Earth and Sky, speaking with Sally Boyson, a psychologist at Ohio State University.
Dr. Boyson worked with chimpanzees for nearly 30 years. In the 1970s, she taught chimps to communicate, first using American Sign Language and later using graphic symbols. Her latest project was conceived late one night, 7 years ago.
And I happened to be in my office and I heard the chimps vocalizing. Someone was giving them dinner. And I said out loud, for some reason, "Oh, they must be having grapes," followed by a reply to myself, "Oh, now how did I know that?" So I went into the area where they were being fed, and they were having grapes. So the thought immediately came to mind, oh my goodness, you know, if I can make that kind of discrimination based somehow on the acoustic features of those barks, can the chimpanzees do it? And more importantly, do they do it?
Boyson began to study the calls chimps make in response to food. With a jumbo-sized computer touchscreen and some audio equipment, she recorded different vocalizations and asked chimps to match them to food items. The chimps did well at choosing the food that corresponded to the call.
Boyson thinks scientists have been so focused on teaching chimps to communicate with non-chimp languages, they've overlooked natural chimp calls. Special thanks to TexasNonprofits.org, a project of the Beretta Foundation of Texas. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.